but the most one, is, the biggest one is because we genuinely, with our whole hearts, we care about you. We care about who you are. We care about what's going on in your life. We care about every piece of your life. But the thing that we care the most about as a staff, as a group of volunteers, is we care about where you are in your faith. We care about you not staying in one place. We care about you going deeper. We care about who you are and what your relationship with Jesus looks like. And so we want to help challenge you in that area. And so over the next couple of weeks, this isn't going to be an easy sermon series. This isn't going to be something where you can just sit back and be like, oh, that doesn't apply to me. Because it applies to every single person. Whether you're brand new in your faith, whether you have grown up in this church and you know exactly what you believe, or whether you're here and you don't even know if Jesus is real. You don't know if he is who he says he is. You're still questioning it, and that's okay too, because this applies to you as well. And if that is you, we just want to say that we are so glad that you're here, and we're so glad that you have enough integrity to just sit there and be honest before the Lord and check it out and have your questions answered, because that's what we want to help you with. And it's really funny that this is the topic that I got, because Randall was supposed to teach this weekend, but his grandpa is not doing so well, and he's probably going to die in the next couple of days or so. And so he took off to go be with his family, and so he kind of just dropped this message in my lap, and I was like, thanks, dude. You go be with your family. But it's funny because this is an area where I feel like recently God has been challenging me so much. And not in the area of, like, faith. I'm a pretty faithful person. I don't have trouble when it comes to trusting God. I don't have trouble believing that he is who he says he is. I don't have trouble with that because I've seen it. I've seen him show up in my life time after time after time. I've seen him deliver me from situations that it made no sense for him to deliver me from. I've seen him show up. And so I have no problem, you know, saying, okay, I don't get this right now. Like, I don't understand, but I trust you. Because every other time in my life you've come through. So how silly would it be for me to stop trusting you now? How silly would it be for me to be like, no, you can't do this. You can't help this. Let me do this on my own. And so I'm not really a person who lacks faith, especially not when it comes to, like, faith in God, but I'm someone who lacks trust in people. I'm someone who, I have a hard time trusting people. I have a hard time letting people know me. And the reason why, and this is what I've been learning so much recently, is that I've allowed things that have happened in my past I've allowed it to help me make decisions for now. I've allowed it to affect my present. I've allowed, you know, things that have happened to me in ways that I've been hurt, in ways, you know, things that have just happened in my life. I've allowed those things to shape who I am right now, and not in a great way. Not in a great way. And that's something that, you know, I'm realizing right now a lot, and I'm working through, and it's a lot of fun to kind of, like, see God shaping you and see God working on you and changing you. You know, it's a lot of fun to see that happen. And so while I'm not someone who lacks faith in God, I'm someone who lacks faith in people. And I think there's a lot of connections between those two things. There's a lot of connections about the reasons why I lack faith in people. A lot of other people lack those same things in God. It's the same reasons why they doubt him. And, you know, and so I just wanted to be really honest with you and say, man, this is a struggle for everybody. The idea of faith, the idea of trusting God, the idea of saying, God, you know better than I know. The idea of you taking a step back and be like, okay, I trust you. Even though this makes zero sense, I trust that it makes sense to you. I trust that you are in control of this. So young people, old people, everybody across the board, whether you are a believer in Jesus or not, this applies to you. And what's crazy is in my life, I've allowed those times where people have let me down. I've allowed those times of just being hurt. I've allowed those few times to overshadow all of the great things that have happened in my life. I've allowed the few times that I've been hurt, the few times that things have just happened in my life that just stunk, you know? I've allowed those things to overshadow all of the reasons why I should trust people. I've had amazing friendships in my life. I've had amazing people in my life. And for some reason, I allow the things that, those big things, those things that hurt, to overshadow all of the reasons that I should trust people. All of the reasons that I should be confident in people, I've allowed the negative things to kind of influence that. And what's crazy is I didn't even know that I did it. I didn't even know that I wasn't someone who trusted people. If you would have asked me like a month ago if I was a person who trusted people, I'd be like, yeah, totally. I absolutely do. And it's only been recently where I'm like, man, I do that. And very unintentionally, I let the fear of being hurt control my relationships. I let the fear of these things happening again control me. And it was completely unintentional, and it was completely, you know, it just kind of snuck in. And all of a sudden I saw it, and I was like, man, I want to fix that. And what's crazy is that some of the fears that I have, they're completely rational. Anytime that you let somebody into your life, anytime you let somebody into your heart, they have the potential to break it. Anytime. That is life. That is reality. And that's a rational fear. Sometimes it's worth taking that risk. But anytime you let somebody into your life, it's a risk that you're taking, because then they have the potential to hurt you. But then there were some pieces of this fear that I'm kind of working through now that are completely irrational. Like, it makes no sense for me to be as scared of certain things as I am. So, for example, this is one of my best friends in the world. This is Bethany. Okay, Bethany is one of my friends from California. And she's been one of the best friends that I've had in my whole life. And she would be so upset if she knew I was about to tell you the story that I'm about to tell you. But it's just such a good story that I don't really care. So we record these messages and we put them online. So if you're listening, you just turn it off, because this is a good story. So one time I told Bethany this, like, crazy secret, okay? It was something that was really personal to me and really important to me. And I told her, and I confided in her, and I told her, this is a big secret. Like, please don't tell anybody. This is really important to me. Like, I'm confiding in you. Please keep this between us. Like, please don't repeat this. Like, this is a big, big deal. So I tried to tell her over and over what a big deal this was. So I totally trusted her. I told her this giant secret. And looking back now, it's like the dumbest thing in the world. Like, it wasn't even a big deal. It's like something like 12-year-old share. It was so stupid. But at the time, it was a really big deal to me, right? So I tell Bethany the secret. Whatever. Months go by. Well, then I live here, and I got a phone call from her one day. And so I answer the phone, and all I hear is, like, talking in the background. Like, she hadn't actually called me. She had butt-dialed me. And which, if for the record, if your name starts with A, that happens all the time. Like, I hear so many conversations that I just shouldn't hear. But it's kind of fun. So I get this butt dial from Bethany. And so I'm like, oh, let me listen. Like, it's probably going to be funny. So I'm listening into her conversation. And all of a sudden, I hear my name. And I'm like, why is she talking about me? And I keep listening. And I hear her tell another person the secret that I told her. Right? Like, what amazing time. This is a true story. Like, I promise. She'd be so mad if she knew I was telling this story. Because she, yeah, it's funny. Anyway, so I'm listening. And I'm like, what? Oh my gosh. Like, I'm listening to her tell this story. And so I'm, like, furious. And so I keep listening, and I listen to their, like, conversation back and forth about my life, and then I hang up. And I'm like, she has no idea that I just heard that. She has no idea that I listened to her, like, completely break my trust. So I call her back. And she doesn't pick up, obviously, because she's talking about me. And so it just goes to voicemail, and I leave her this voicemail that is, like, I mean, just chewing her out, saying, I'm never trusting anybody again. I'm never telling anybody anything. Like, you totally blew my trust. Never, 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 ever am I going to tell anybody anything. Now, that's completely irrational, right? That doesn't work. But it was a situation where I confided in somebody. I told them something important, and then they totally broke my trust. And I allowed that one situation, that one just bad call on Bethany's part, that one just bad decision, I allowed that to completely overshadow the years of her being a great friend, the years of her coming through, the years of her being one of the best friends that I've had in my life. I allowed one bad call on her part to completely overshadow that, and it put this giant just gap in our friendship. It put this gap in our relationship, because all of a sudden there was this huge lack of trust, and rightly so, but there was still a huge lack of trust because of one bad call. And it overshadowed years of her being a great friend. And what happens is, I see this in students. I see this when you interact with God. I see you go through something, and I see you blame God. I see you hurt, and then you all of a sudden lose this trust for God, because you're like, why? Why did he do this to me? Why is he allowing this to happen? And I watch you, I watch you, I watch your face, I watch the way you carry yourself, I watch you stop coming to Element. There's all of a sudden this gap between you and God. All of a sudden, one thing overshadows years of God being faithful to you. All of a sudden, one thing overshadows God showing up time and time and time and time again. All of a sudden, one thing, it causes you to question your faith. One thing causes you to question, man, does God even exist? Because if he does, why would he let this happen to me? Every day he lets you breathe. But one thing makes you question if he exists. And so I see it. I see it happen in you. And what we do is we let the things that we don't understand about God overshadow the things that we do understand about him. There's lots of things that I don't understand about God. There's lots of things that I can't wait to get to heaven and ask him. But there's also lots of things that I do understand. And there's no way that I'm going to let the few things that I just don't get overshadow the things that I do get. His faithfulness, his kindness, the way he showed up in my life time after time after time. Just because things have happened in my life that I don't get, it doesn't make him unfaithful. It doesn't make him unfaithful. And if you and I sat down and had just a one-on-one conversation, it would not take me long to tell you that God is trying to teach you to trust him. It wouldn't take me long to tell you that. Whether you are someone who doesn't believe in Jesus yet, God is trying to teach you to trust him. If you are someone who has grown up in this church, God is trying to teach you to trust him. If you are a senior getting ready to go to college and you are freaking out, God is trying to teach you to trust him. Everything that happens in your life, God is trying to teach you to trust him. He's trying to teach you to trust him. And if I sat down and I had a conversation with you and you told me what was happening in your life, that would be my response no matter what you have going on. A lot of times we think that our faith, that this relationship with God, that it's about doing everything right. That it's about checking off boxes and behaving a certain way and doing certain things. And that's not what this is about. Our faith is about saying, do I believe that God is who he says he is? Do I believe it? Do I believe that what the Bible says is true? Do I believe it? Do I believe that Jesus is who he says he is? It's not about a bunch of rules. It's not about a bunch of laws. It's not about doing a bunch of things right. It just is God who he says he is? And do you believe it? Because if you do, it will change everything. Following a bunch of rules, that's not going to change your life. It'll change your behavior, but it's not going to change your life. Believing that God is who he says he is, that will change everything for you. That's what he's trying to teach you. He's trying to teach you to trust him. He's not trying to teach you to obey a bunch of rules. He's not trying to teach you to be better. You can never be good enough. I can never be good enough. Ever. No matter how hard I work. He's just trying to say, do you trust him? And generally, the hardest time to trust him is when we're going through stuff. When things are going on in our lives that we don't get. When things are going on in our lives that hurt. When things are going on in our lives where we look at God and we just say, like, why? Why is this happening? Why? And so often what I see is we look at God and say, you did this. I'm never trusting you again. You did this. You did this to me. I'm never trusting you again. You did this. I don't understand, but I know that you did this. I know that you did this. And since the beginning of time, what we've been doing is we've been blaming God for the crap that happens in our life. And if you go back and you look all the way in the book of Genesis, when it starts talking about Adam and Eve, this was not God's design. God's design was for there to be no pain and no hurt. His design was not for you to go through things at home. His design was not for your parents to get a divorce. His design was not for you to lose a friend. That was not his design. His design was for everything to be perfect, but then Adam and Eve came into the picture. And he designed this garden. If you've never heard the story, go read it. But he had this whole garden, this perfect place for them. And they said, you can have whatever you want. You just can't eat from this tree right here. Everything else is totally yours. You have free reign. Go nuts. But you can't eat from this. And Adam and Eve could not trust God. They couldn't trust God to not eat from the tree. So they had to go and they had to eat from it. And that's when sin entered the picture. And all of a sudden, this design that God had for things to be perfect is no longer perfect. Because now there's a gap in trust between people and God. And what's so crazy, and we'll put it up here on the screen, but in Genesis chapter 3, verse 12, God is confronting Adam and Eve. And this is Adam's response. He's already messed up. He's totally screwed up. And he says, the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it. This wasn't my fault. This was your fault, God. You put that woman here and she made me eat from it. This is your fault. This isn't my fault. This is yours. And we do the same thing. When things go wrong in our life, we don't take a look in the mirror We don't take a look at what we've done to kind of pour into the situation. We say, God, you did this. You put this woman here. She made me eat it. You put her here. This is your fault. And man, there's no denying that we live in a crazy world. There's no denying that things happen in our lives that are just bad and just hurt. There's no denying that. There's no denying that things go on in your life that probably aren't fair. There's no denying that. But this wasn't God's fault. And yes, he does allow certain things to happen in our lives. But it's not to cause us pain. It's not to cause us harm. It's to teach us to trust him. It's to rebuild that relationship that was broken with Adam and Eve, that gap in trust. He allows certain things to happen in our life that cause us to trust him more. He's teaching you to trust him. He's trying to teach you to trust him. And there's a huge difference between looking at God and saying, why did you do this? And looking at him and saying, what do you want me to learn from this? I don't understand. I don't get this. This hurts. I'm upset about this, but I trust you. There's a huge difference in that and going to God and saying, why did you do this to me? It's just a change in your perspective. It's a choice. You have to choose to trust until it becomes natural for you, just like I'm having to do in my relationships. Once I realize that I'm a person who doesn't trust people, that doesn't come natural for me, I have to choose to trust until it becomes natural. I have to put it out there and be like, okay, I trust you. And our faith is the same way. In James chapter 1, verse 2 through 5, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Anytime something's going on in my life, that verse, I just repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. God, this hurts. Like this, what's happening in my life right now, it's not fair. But I know that the testing of my faith, it produces perseverance. I know that. I know that. It's a choice. It's a choice to trust. And I don't know about you, but I want to be mature and complete and not lacking anything. I want to be more like Jesus with everything inside of me. And I know that that sounds like something a pastor is supposed to say. But man, I do. I do. I want to be more like Jesus. And so if it takes going through trials to get me that way, then bring it on because that's what I want. I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be mature and complete and not lacking anything. I want my faith to grow. I want my faith to stretch. And so if it requires going through something to grow my faith, then that's what I want. Because I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be more like Jesus. Man, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kind, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. Think about your life right now. Think about what's going on. I don't know where you are in life. I don't know what's going on in your life, but think about your life right now. What would your life look like if you completely trusted God? Completely. You didn't question anything. You didn't hesitate, but you completely trusted God. What would your life look like? What if you trusted that he's a God that knows your name? That he knows everything about you because he cares about you that much? What would your life look like if you knew that he hears your prayers? What would your life look like if you knew that he felt every pain that you feel, every hurt that you've experienced, and he's walking right there with you? What would your life look like? What if you truly believe that he wants what's best for you? That he has your very best and he has your what's very best for you in mind? What if you believe that? What would your life look like? Imagine if you had that kind of faith. Imagine if you had the kind of faith that no matter what life threw at you, your faith was unwavering. No matter what happened, you looked at it and you said, you know what, I don't get this, but I trust you. This stinks, and I don't like this, and I'm mad, but I trust you. Man, faith is not just slapping on a smile and pretending like everything's okay. Faith is not going through the motions. It's not sitting back and saying, I'm okay with all of this. I'm fine. This is great. That's not faith. Faith is just saying, I trust you. In the middle of this, in the middle of feeling this way, in the middle of not understanding, I trust you completely. I don't like what's going on. I don't get what's going on. This hurts, but I trust you. That's the difference. That's the kind of faith that he wants us to have. That's the kind of faith that he's trying to grow in us. So no matter what's happening in your life, he's trying to teach you to trust him. What is your response going to be? What is your response going to be? Because you're either going to draw closer to him or you're going to trust him less. And that is your choice. No one can choose that for you. And just like you, just like with friendships, the more you know someone, the easier it is to trust them. The more that you have a relationship, the more that you talk, the more that you have conversations, the easier it is to trust them. I'm not going to walk up to some stranger and just spill my guts. But my best friend? Oh, absolutely. Here's everything that's going on. Because there's trust there. There's a relationship there. And so the question is, do you know Jesus or do you know about Jesus? Because those are two very different things. Those are two very different things. And so if you just know about Jesus, then you're not going to trust him very much because you don't have any reason to. But man, if you know him, if you're growing in your relationship with him, if you're reading your Bible, if you're praying, man, you're going to trust him more because there's a relationship. Do you know Jesus or do you know about him? Those are two different things. Do you believe he is who he says he is? Do you believe he is who he says he is? That's the most important question that you will ever answer. And no matter what's happening in your life right now, where you are in your relationship, he's trying to teach you to trust him. What's your response going to be? And I'm telling you, when things go bad, that's when you grow the most. I can look back on my life and pinpoint to you, man, this was the worst time in my life, and it's where I grew the most. This was the hardest thing I've ever gone through, and this is where I grew the most. And so tonight, if you're in here and you are hurting, if you are scared, if you are nervous, if there's things going on at home, whatever your situation is, man, lean into it. Lean into it and watch him show up. Watch him stretch you. Watch him increase your faith. Watch him get rid of your unbelief. I'm telling you, it will happen. I've seen it. And it's not making light of what's going on inside. Your pain is legitimate. Your hurt matters. It's not making light of that stuff. It's just saying, God, in the middle of this, I trust you. I trust that you have this under control. I trust that you have my best interest in mind. I trust you. And it increases your faith. The times in my life where I've, you know, kind of just gone through some stuff, this psalm was one that just rattled me. And so I want to read it to you, but I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to just think about what's going on in your life right now. I want you to think about what in your life is causing you to not be okay. What in your life is causing you pain, anxiety, frustration, sadness? What in your life makes you not okay right now? It says, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. This isn't a question. Keep your eyes closed. This isn't a question of if you're doing everything right. This is a question of if you believe that God is good. He's trying to teach you to trust him. Lean into it and let him stretch your faith. Let him take you deeper. Grow. Father, we are so grateful that we serve a God who is in control of everything. That we serve a God who knows every detail of our life, every pain that we feel, every hurt that we're experiencing, God, everything we're nervous about, everything we're scared about. God, you are walking right there with us. And Jesus, I pray for the students in this room right now. God, I know that you're trying to teach them to trust you. And Lord, I pray that they would. I pray that they would trust what your word says. I pray that they would trust your faithfulness, God, that they would trust you. Lord, you are the creator of the universe, and you see everything. God, help our unbelief. Help us to trust you. Stretch us, grow us. God, make us more like you. God, the desire of our heart is to be more like you. And if God, if that takes going through trials, if that takes going through hard times, then God, that's what I want. Because I want to be mature and complete and not lacking anything. God, give us faith. Give us faith to trust you. Jesus, we love you. It's in your awesome name that we pray. Amen. We want to give you an opportunity to respond. There's a lot of you in this room. It is impossible for us to know every hurt and every pain and everything that you've got going on in your life. But please, please hear me. Please hear me. We want to. We want to walk with you. We want to walk alongside you. But you've got to meet us halfway. We're not mind readers. We don't know what goes on in your house. We don't know what goes on in your life. You have to tell us. And every week at the end, we tell you, we stand up here and we say, please come talk to us. Please go find a leader. Anybody in a blue shirt would be glad to have a conversation with you. And you guys just sit there and you stay feeling miserable and you stay feeling this pain and you don't let anybody come alongside you and help you. And maybe it's because you don't want to get up and walk in this room. You don't want everybody to see you. But I'm telling you, we're all messed up. Every one of us. Every one of us is struggling with something. Every one of us could walk forward and have somebody pray with them. That doesn't make you bad. That doesn't make you any more messed up than the rest of us. But please hear me, man. We want to know. Our leaders, they want to know. So if you've got stuff going on inside, if you've got things going on at home where you need to talk to somebody, you want somebody to pray with you, please come and talk to us. We can't know unless you tell us. And we want to know. We want to know you better. Let us. Let us help. Let us pray for you. Let us point you to Jesus, because that's all we want to do. Man, if you're in this room and you are someone who you knew a lot about Jesus, but you don't know him, man, come talk to us. We would love to have that conversation with you. We'd love to have that conversation with you. And then we're going to have communion. It'll be set up one on this side and one on this side. And what we want you to do is whenever you're ready, we want you to go and receive it. And what communion is if you are a believer in Christ, it's the way that we remember what Jesus did for us on the cross. It's not a time where we ask for help with things. It's not a time where we, you know, say, God, please fix this area of my life. It's where we simply remember. This was Jesus' body broken for me. And you eat a piece of bread. And then this is Jesus' blood that was shed for me. And you drink juice. And it's just simply a time where we remember the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for us. So don't take it lightly. Don't get up just because everyone else is getting up. And if you haven't yet made a decision for Jesus, man, that's fine. Stay in your seat. Don't feel like you need to get up just because everyone else is getting up. But just stay there and ask yourself, and do I trust him? Do I believe he is who he says he is? And just have an honest conversation with him. However you need to respond, man, we are praying for you. We are cheering you on. We know that your life is difficult. And we want to come alongside you. We want to help you. And so there'll be some leaders in the back of the room wearing blue shirts. They would love to have that conversation with you. They would love to just pray with you. I'll be up here. We would love to talk to you. But man, God is trying to teach you to trust him. What is your response going to be? what is your response going to be? You're either going to move closer or you're going to move further away. So tonight, trust him. Trust him. He is more than capable. So whenever you're ready, man, just respond. Whether it's through communion, whether it's praying with somebody, maybe it's praying with someone next to you. Maybe you have friends in here that you just trust, and that's you just need to pray together. Man, that's fine. Do that. But respond. And then we're going to worship. And I want you to give God honor and give him glory. He deserves it from us. So let me pray for you. God, we love you. And we thank you for this time. And we thank you, God, for loving us enough to send your son to die so that we could have a relationship with you. And so, God, as we take this bread that represents your body and as we take this juice that represents your blood, Father, we remember. We remember what you did on the cross. We remember the sacrifice that you made to give us hope, to give us a future, so that we can know, God, without a shadow of a doubt, that we'll be spending eternity with you. And that everything that happens down here, God, it just pales in comparison to knowing you and spending eternity with you. Thank you for being a God that we can trust. Thank you for being a God who is alive. Thank you for being a God who loves us enough to want a relationship with us. We love you. It's in your awesome name that we pray. Amen.